Track 10, more news. Bidding is brisk for Muse guitar. Rock band Muse have donated a unique signed guitar to raise money for Teignbridge arts charity, the Helen Foundation. Up for bidding on eBay, the Manson Court guitar is signed by all three band members who grew up and went to school in Teignmouth. Frontman and lead guitarist Matt Bellamy, drummer Dom Howard and bass player Chris Wolstenholme are supporters of the charity and honorary patrons. Bids have reached almost £4,000 on the auction site. The one-off guitar is particularly unique as it has been signed in permanent silver marker by all the band, and Manson has added decor reflecting the group's World Will of the People tour, which finished on October the 2nd with two sell-out performances at the O2 in London. Annie Kirk, one of the charity's founders, said the band had again surprised them with a donation. She described it as a one-off gift of a beautiful brand-new signed guitar. The Helen Foundation subsidises schools to engage professional artists to work with their children in whatever art form the school decides, benefiting over 3,000 young people a year. And 12 individual bursaries a year also support young people of artistic talent but lacking the financial means to fulfil their artistic ambitions.
Happiness comes in waves. Surfers from across South Devon paddled out together in Bigbury Bay last week to mark World Mental Health Day. The surfers were part of the charity The Wave Project, the UK's leading surf therapy charity, and the first organisation in the world to offer surfing on prescription via the NHS. Volunteers, supporters and young people met in the water on their boards, joined hands and formed a human circle in support of mental health. With the help of local farmer and his tractor, the Wave Project's logo was carved into the sand on the causeway between Bigbury-on-Sea and Burr Island. Starting in Cornwall in 2010, the Wave Project is a charity running therapeutic surfing courses throughout the UK, supporting more than 2,000 young people a year. The project's six-week surf therapy programme helps young people experiencing anxiety or trauma to rebuild their self-confidence, improve their outlook on their lives by combining the joy of surfing with the culture of support created by the charity's surf mentors. The work Gary and the Wave Project team does has now become a vital lifeline for many young people suffering from mental health issues. Referrals don't just come from the NHS, but a variety of sources, and the scheme now has a lengthy waiting list. Katie Smith, South Devon coordinator of the Wave Project, said, "Since the Wave Project started in Devon, we have helped over 1,000 children with our six-week surf therapy courses. I hope raising awareness will make people think about how we, as individuals, can make a change and work together to make sure children's mental health is top of the agenda."
Cafe, a remedy to chronic pain. A Buffy Tracy couple are setting up a new initiative to help those in the community living with chronic pain. The new Templar Way Pain Cafe started last week and will run every Friday in the Riverside Community Centre, Buffy Tracy, from 2 till 4 p.m. The founders of the cafe, Kevin and Helen Ashford, both live with chronic pain. After being helped by a similar scheme in Torbay, the couple decided to set something up with the help of the social prescribing team at Riverside Surgery. With an estimated 15.5 million people in England, 34% of the population, living with chronic pain, a cafe like this could be indispensable to the community. Basically, it's a safe space with anyone with chronic pain condition or mental health issues, said Kevin. whether it's ME, fibromyalgia, diabetes, anxiety, whatever it is you suffer with, or if you're a carer helping them through it. If you just need a change of scenery or a non-judgmental space to just sit, have a cup of tea and talk. You don't have to talk about your condition. You don't even have to divulge what your conditions are. Kevin said, everyone has their own outlets to keep their mind positive and active, but often they're quite isolating. Something there isn't a lot of actual peer support. I hope that this cafe can provide that support with no judgment. If you can be happier mentally, it will have a positive effect on your physical well-being.
Fun farming event engages youngsters. More than 1,000 primary school pupils from across Devon flocked to the West Point Centre, Exeter, for FarmWise, an annual event that teaches how and where local food comes from. Running for 10 years, FarmWise puts on show every part of the farmyard and beyond, from calves to combine harvesters, honeybees to horticulture. Deborah Custance Baker, chairman and key organiser of the event, said, "This year we've got 1,500 children here, so we're back to pre-pandemic levels of attendance. They're all primary school age, and at that age they just absorb information. It's completely fantastic. It's a day out for them from the classroom, but they're learning so much while they're here." One school in attendance was Chudley Knighton. Teacher Ella James Mellett said, "This is a great day we all look forward to. It's really important for the kids to see how their food is made, but it's also a chance to get mucky and get involved, to be honest. They had a long time away from events like this, so they're really enjoying it."